Get you sick as a bug right now. Much of it, you know.
I guess so. Get kind of dizzy.
It's like a swang. Swang will make you sick.
Did you ever just take a board and anchor it at both ends and be kind of limber so you could jump up and down on it in the middle?
It's called a springboard.
Springboard?
Yeah, springboard. Yeah. Well, I mean, a lot of them fasten the one at the creeks, you know, and use to spring up and down on.
Oh, you mean to go out in the water?
Yeah, dive on. Diving board, you call it.
Yes, sir. I see. Did you ever use a coal-burning stove for heat?
Yeah. Well, in other words, a wood-burner. I know how that is. Yeah, yes, I have too, because I remember that camp I stayed on in the river, up the river.
Yes, sir.
A big coal heater. But I didn't have no coal, but I used a lot of knots, you know, for coal. Didn't burn wood or coal. It was a coal heater, but I didn't have the coal. But I have warm by coal heaters in the old depot up there in Bainman. And they had that.
Yes, sir.
When you come in there in the winter, going up, it kept that room warm with that coal heater.
Did you have some kind of container inside where you could keep coal next to the stove?
Yeah, inside the heater.
Well, you know, just a place next to the stove where you could keep coal if you needed some to put
I see what you mean. Yeah, you'd have what you call a coal box.
Yes, sir.
To get the coal out of. Coal.
Yeah. What if you had an axe and you wanted to put an edge on it, if you wanted to sharpen it, what would you use? What did you use years ago?
File. Until the later days, I got a emery wheel, real good one, and I use it now, most of the sharp axes or most in the tube wheel.
Did you ever see one of these old-fashioned wheels that you had to turn around?
That's what you call a grindstone, hand grindstone, yeah, grind rock. What you call them, grind rocks. My father had one of them all the time. We shot axes on them too. Yeah. And then they come up with them grindstones with seat on by and pedals. And I've used them too.
You can just do it yourself.
You've done your own pedaling, you know, like a sewing machine. Faster you pedal, faster you turn.
Was there something that you could use to sharpen a knife with that you could just hold in your hand?
Wet rocks. Wet stones, something like that.
I see.
Yeah.
Say, if a fella had a car and it was making squeaking noises, he might take it into the gas station and ask the man to put it up on a rack and do what to it.
Examine it, see where that squeaking is in my car. It's a squeaking. Making a racket.
What would he do to it to make it quit?
And then he'd have to check to find out where it was and then do something about it. He'd have to either fix it tighter or do something where it wouldn't rub.
Or grease.
Grease it, yeah, it could grease it. Whatever the part was. Yeah.
If he got that stuff all over his hands, he'd say his hands were real.
Real grease.
You know that, I don't think they have these anymore, but the inside part of a tire that inflates, you call that the inner?
Let's see what you call that. Inside of a tire. I don't know what to name that.
The tube.
Now they have when they go to pump it up, they have a tube they put in there.